Oh, here you are. Found you. Are you hiding over here? Well, I wouldn't blame you. It's already chaos down there. You mind if I join you? Oh, please. If I hear one more relative asking if I used a curling iron to do my hair today, I will lose my shit. I mean it. So, what are you doing instead of bearing the awkwardness downstairs? Working. On a Christmas night. You know what? I'm not even surprised. You're always so dedicated. Life? Oh, it's all right. I'm finally done with my psych degree. Yes, it's really exciting. I still can't believe it. It went by so fast. Oh, I am going to psychoanalysis. I know, right? Even I was surprised. For someone who used to love Skinner and cognitive behavior, that was a big surprise. Look at me now. But I guess people change over time. And that's okay, right? Oh, her? We broke up. Yeah, she turned out to be the biggest piece of shit ever imaginable. It's okay, don't worry. How's her partner, by the way? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I guess we should learn how to pick better matches then, huh? But it's good to talk to you again. I missed you. It's been so long. Like, what, 3 years? Yeah, last time we saw each other. Actually, never mind. I forgot we shouldn't talk about this. Well, these walls have ears, especially on Christmas with all of our family downstairs. Oh, they're thick, huh? Well, just in case, I'll talk very quietly. And closer to you. Last time we saw each other, you were burying my mouth between your legs and coming all over my face. Do you remember that? I never forgot your scent or your taste. And those pretty moans of yours. Touched myself so many times thinking of those. It's been 3 years and I still think about that night. I'm addicted to you, I fear. And it happened so fast, too, do you remember? We were just talking about life on the couch and all of a sudden we were in a corner. And I had to cover your mouth, otherwise everyone would hear what we were doing. I miss you, pretty girl. I miss ruining that picture-perfect facade you put in for others. I miss breaking you, making you come on my fingers, and on my face, on my thigh. So, since we are both high, how about you close this silly little thing here and let us catch up, cousin? Get the fuck up. Up, up, on the desk right now. There you go. Let me slide these down. Look at me. One or two. Yeah? Okay. Open up. Taste it. Good. Yeah. Let me see. Come here. Just like I remember. Spread wider. That's it. Look at me. Did you miss me, pretty girl? I miss getting fucked by someone who actually makes you come. Oh, honey, people talk. I didn't even need 5 minutes downstairs to find out all about that prick. Wanted his dick sucked, but wouldn't go down on you. Wanted you to ride him, but didn't even know what to do with his fingers. I'd be surprised if he made you come even once. That's not an issue. I'll take good care of you. And you come your fucking brains out, even if I have to stay here all night. Lie down. Spread. I need to taste you. Let me hit that spot for you. Ah, that's it. There you go. I can feel it. Holy shit. That is a good girl. No, 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 no. Not so loud. Cover your mouth. There you go. Now, I'll use my mouth and my fingers. So I need you to keep that pretty mouth shut. Okay? That's it. That's what I like to hear. Such a good girl. No looking away, look at me. Oh, you're so fucking hot, holy shit. I have no idea how fucking much I missed you. This fucking scent. Oh my god, I could get drunk in this, I swear. No closing on me. Open wide, baby. Open wide. Pull me in deeper. Wrap your legs around me, pretty girl. I want you to grind on my face. Yeah? Okay. Holy fuck. Meu Deus, eu não tenho ideia do quanto eu tava morrendo de saudade de você. costosa. You wanna come, sweetheart? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go faster, and you are gonna come on my face. Yes, I want it all over me. Just enjoy. Get there for me. My sweetest girl. Mine. You're mine. All mine. And I'll prove that to you right now. Yes, baby, come for me. That's my good girl. Come here. You did such a good job. I knew you could do it. I want us to meet more often. No, I'm not joking. I meant it when I said I was addicted to you. I can't stop thinking about you, pretty girl. And I don't think I can have you only once every 3 years. I know you feel the same way. And no one will suspect anything. We've always been the close cousins. Plus, you know, no one can make you come like that. We'd be helping each other. It can be a little secret. What do you say?